Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
I'm so happy I'm not a kid in school today. And I don't mean today as in Friday today. I mean just in general in this time, because you can't do anything. You can't say anything. Everything's always a problem. And it goes just like this. There's a 15-year-old boy. He had his an 8th grade classmate, which 15 is a little old to be in 8th grade.
Yeah.
But that's a different story. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the classmate's having an asthma attack. He was wheezing, gagging for 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. And the teacher had to email the nurse. She couldn't leave the classroom unattended. Okay. But that's that school's policy. Mm-hmm. So she was waiting on a reply from the nurse. The nurse isn't getting back to her. The kid's gagging and wheezing for 3 minutes. The 15-year-old ends up just picking up the asthmatic boy and walking him down to the nurse's office. Because he walked out of class, he was suspended.
See, and that's
for 2 days.
See, and that's just insane to me. And there's a whole, and it's not just in school, but there seems to be this whole thing there where everybody's just supposed to just blend in with the next person. There's supposed to be like no difference from one person to the next. We're all supposed to be the same.
Everything's equal. And you have a daughter who's 12 years old. So I'm interested to hear what you have to say about this, because on one hand, right, rules are rules. The rules are that you can't walk out of class. And if that's the policy, that's the policy. But when somebody is, and I don't have asthma. I don't know how bad asthma is. If you can just sit there wheezing for it, can it be deadly?
If you have a really bad asthma attack. I mean, it's one of those things where that I agree, you know, rules are in place and they're there for a reason. But there is also, as well, an element of what I would say, there has to be an element of wiggle room there. Like, he's not just going, yeah, I'm bored with this class and I'm walking out.
Yeah.
Like, he's helping a fellow person because this person's having an asthma attack. So, you know, really, in all intents and purposes, instead of being suspended for 2 days, someone should be patting him on the back and saying, you know what? You're a stand-up kid. Like, good job. You know what I mean?
If this happened to your daughter and she had helped a student out and ended up getting suspended for 2 days, would you take it up with the school?
Absolutely, I would.
All right, 424-1234. Parents, we want to know if that was your child, what would you do? Is the case is that the rules are rules and you understand that? Or would you be happy that your child helped a fellow student? 424-1234.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Oh, my name's Megan. How are you?
Hey, Megan. Good morning. So what have your view on this?
I can't believe it. I'm so outraged. Like, the kid is having an asthma attack. I'd be proud of my child. The kid deserves to be patted on the back for it.
Do you think that schools just try so hard to make sure so that people can't argue, well, you did this for that, and that there's no really rule set in place, that they keep rules so they hold them so strict to those rules so that people can't say favoritism or anything like that?
I mean, I get it. I mean, I'm a teacher. I teach preschool myself. But if somebody's having an issue, I'm right on top of it. I'm not going to email the nurse. I walk out of the classroom with that child.
Yeah, it's just...
You know what I mean? Especially in eighth grade, they can take care of themselves for a few minutes.
It worries me, the fact of kind of like, what are we kind of like installing in kids? Like, when they get out in the real world, like, how are they going to survive?
Exactly.
What's your favorite part of the day teaching preschoolers? Like, I'd be really excited to teach colors. I'd be like, you want a color?
My favorite bit would be when you teach nap time.
Yeah. Do preschoolers get nap time?
No, they don't get nap time anymore.
Oh.
Preschoolers,
it's not like when we went to school. When we went to school, you know, we had nap time and this time and outside
time. Snack
time.
That was the best.
My favorite time is circle time, when they all come together and they get to tell, you know, we're going over their lesson and they get to tell their stories and we're talking about pets this week. So they're telling me if they have pets or you know, things like that. That's my favorite time.
Does anybody have a pet horror story that they didn't know was a pet horror story? Like, yeah, I have a pet. He's been dead for 3 years, but he's right there. And I keep him in a box.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of the stuff that comes out of kids' mouths, you know.
That's
I had
funny.
A dog, but he died. Oh, so he's in doggy heaven now.
All right, well, thanks for checking in. Stay warm this weekend.
Thank you. You too. Have a good weekend, guys.
You too. Bye. Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
Okay, so my problem with this story is the teacher didn't write a pass for the child to go to the nurse.
That's true.
That could have all been solved if the adult did the right thing and said, here's your pass, take her to the nurse.
Do you have kids, school-age kids?
I have a high school senior.
Would you be, if your child got suspended, if your senior got suspended for doing something like this, would you take it up with the school?
Absolutely. I would have been in there within 5 minutes and fall over their case.
What are you going to do if you're snowed in with your high school senior this weekend? I'm sure that's going to be fun.
Oh, we've got movies. I've already told them they actually have off on Monday, so his Monday's planned for digging out the driveway. We're all set.
Nice. A little bit of hard labor.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.